Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Coast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Coast organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session are actually twofold. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where it currently is a temperature of 65 degrees. We had a high of, 71 today, high tomorrow of 82, and then we plummet down to 53 by Tuesday. And my partner tonight will be KY6V from Central Florida. I think his temperature is pretty much the same. But prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. No emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday, either last week or this upcoming week, that would like to come aboard so we can check you in right at the beginning?
Six, Victor.
Well, Mr. Six Victor, I know it's not quite your birthday yet, but maybe it is someone's birthday, so please come aboard and share with us this evening.
Well, thank you, Kathy. You know me too well. Yeah, my birthday is coming out on the 21st of this month. However, you know, we're gathered here tonight because tomorrow, the 5th of January, will be the starting of the 6th year of South Car's VOIP operation. Now, we won't talk about those guys down on 7251 who have been around about 45 to 50 years, but that's when we got started, and that's what the party's all about, and there you have it, KY6V, over.
Well, KY6V, I'm so glad that you shared the birthday of South Car's VOIP, and if it wasn't because of VOIP, I wouldn't be here this evening either. So thank you for coming aboard, sharing that with us, and I hope that everyone will enjoy tonight because this is a very special celebration. It is every year for myself and Gordon as we celebrate another year of very successful check-ins and new members and just having a lot of fun. But you know, this is the South Car's VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program this evening, like Gordon said, for this Saturday evening is Happy Birthday South Cars. With tomorrow, I'm not sure, I guess the time was 8 a.m. On January the 5th, we will celebrate our sixth year, and it's been very, very successful, and it's all because of you, our membership, those in the background, and our NCSs, anyone that helps us out. It is because of you that we're celebrating this evening. I want to advise all stations, I normally record these sessions, so if you've been part of the program tonight, you most definitely will be part of that recording, and hopefully we can get it posted on our website as a podcast. I'm not going to go through any announcements with anyone tonight. We're just going to begin the program because we have a very special program this evening. So let me drop it here and pause for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to be here and be your moderator, at least one of them, for this special occasion of South Car's VOIP. Tonight marks the end of our fifth year for South Car's VOIP and opens the door for continued growth as we start into our sixth year. Therefore, our South Car's Global Family Hour this evening is in celebration of the sixth birthday of VOIP of South Car's. We have assembled tonight some of the Founding Fathers and those during the course of this adventure that made it all happen. We will be discussing how it started, why it started, what some of the mountains that lay in the way, and further how we climbed those mountains with the staff and membership that became involved. You know, our first guest speaker tonight will be Gordon, KY6V, who played a very special part in VOIP, followed by those who stood tall, gave their name, their energy, their talent, and their commitment. Gordon was a member of the founding team. He's a retired net manager, currently chairman of the board of directors, and a great advisor. Gordon resides in Central Florida. So at this point, as we continue through our program, Gordon, KY6B, would you be kind enough to start our program this evening?
Well, Kathy, thank you. That was a very pleasant introduction, and I'd be very happy to. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us here tonight. We are, as mentioned, celebrating the ending of our fifth year of operation for the South Cars VOIP operation and the start of the sixth year. You will be hearing from a number of key players during this next hour who were there when it started, held it together as we proceeded forward, and stand tall this evening in the realization that the effort has really paid off, in our humble opinion. My part this evening is to explain how we started, why we started, and when we started. It was late October of 2007 that Ron, WA4HWN, Bill, WD5KAE, and I decided it was time to introduce a digital interest into our South Cars family. This was prompted by several factors. First, our membership of some 6,500 at that time, and I might say now, I'm talking HF, 10,387 members, needed some relief on our crowded 7.251 frequency. Secondly, realizing that a fair portion of our membership was already in some way dabbling with various forms of digital communication, or computer-type activities, prompted us to move in the direction of a VOIP program. Let me buy a nickel and recharge everybody here. Stand by. Okay, KY6V for South Cars. A proposal was drafted and submitted to our then net manager, Mr. John Bostic, WB4GOV, who in turn gave us permission to proceed on October 28, 2007. From this point, November found us concentrating on formulating a website, which we're very proud of, I might add, for the digital side of South Cars. December being involved in advertisement in the form of mass email publications, daily announcements on the HF nets, and along with flashing advertisements on the websites. So enrollment was initiated in December 2007 for those that wished to join the new operation, and VOIP membership numbers were pre-assigned prior to the first scheduled net in January of 2008. Our first net ran at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. One correction on you there, Kathy. It was not 8, it was 9 in those days. On Saturday, January the 5th, 2008. It was scheduled for an hour, actually lasted for 3 hours and 35 minutes, and had 102 stations participating. From this humble beginning and now viewed 5 years later, we now sponsor 3 hourly nets on Saturdays, a Sunday rag chew net, and a TIN open forum once a month on Thursdays, with very special programs during our TIN, our global family hour, and our Sunday rag chew. And change the name of the formerly Eurasia Net to the Saturday South Cars Intercontinental Net. Interspersed throughout the year are major classes of the International Morse Code, the Technician General and Extra, and these normally run on a Sunday and a Tuesday when in session. Now, listen to this. Our membership in these past 60 months has doubled. Today, we have a VOIP membership of 2,743 members. HF has 10,387 for a grand total between the two of us of 13,130 non-dues members. Allow me to buy a nickel here for a moment. Okay, so with all of this said, I'm very pleased to be with you tonight, and also very pleased to be standing tall with colleagues and friends that will be addressing you this evening. Please keep in mind that it is the membership, the NCS staff, the administrative staff, the hospitality staff, and our board that have made this all happen. With a dedication and effort on the part of those mentioned, this new year of 2014 will continue to grow. With that, back to you, Master of Ceremonies, and one of our guest speakers for this evening, Kathy, KY6V, and thank you. Over.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for sharing all that information with us this evening. And I remember, not quite at the beginning, but not too long. I think I joined in July or August, so I used to have a number of, I believe it was 232, so I was there at the start. And I've been through a lot in the past 6 years, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. So I want to thank you for beginning the program this evening. And as we continue on, we're going to share some of the comments from some of those who were there at the start. Some of those members are a little under the weather tonight or could not make it, so I will be sharing some of their thoughts and comments. But at this point, I'm going to throw it out to our audience and see what they would like to share with us. What's your comments on VOIP South Cars? When did you start with this? How did you start? What was your first experiences? Anything you'd like to share with us this evening? So at this point, we'd ask that you come aboard with your suffix and share with us.
RMO.
RFJ.
That guy doubled. Victor X-Ray Papa.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I have RMO, I have RFJ, and one India, your audio's way down, so you must be across the room there at that window with the cold temperatures, and we couldn't hear you too much, but hopefully you'll get closer to that mic, and we have VXP. So, this is a good start for me. Tell us your experiences with South Cars of VOIP, when it started, how it is today, how the changes have been, anything you'd like to share with us this evening. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Gary, and you're actually part of the program this evening. So we'll be calling on you later in the program. But I'm going to pick you up, RMO, and bring you aboard. So, Gary, come aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kathy, and hello, everybody, and happy birthday, South Cars VoIP. Wow, 6 years. And I've only been associated with South Cars for a little over a year now. So I missed all the fun in the early days. But right off the bat, I just want to say great job to Gordon and to Kathy and to all the founding fathers of this entity. It is a wonderful organization, and I think if you look at any organization out there, any amateur radio based organization or any type of an endeavor that people that's hobby oriented for folks, you're never going to find an organization that is quite like this. This is a great bunch of people, and you've got some very dedicated people and some really smart, talented people out there making this all happen. And I am very fortunate to be associated with folks in this organization as a member of the board, and I consider that an honor and a privilege. And it is just a great group of people and a great organization, going on six and many more. So with that, we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for sharing. Actually, you're going to be sharing this evening because I think in the past year you became our assistant net manager, and you're going to share about that. But I appreciate you coming aboard. We're also wanting to hear from that third-party traffic, if she's available, what her thoughts about South Cars are, because she, you know, she's there in the background as you're doing all these nets and all these duties. And we'd like to hear her comments as well. So hopefully tonight she'll come aboard with very positive comments, hopefully. But, you know, I've heard from her many times that this is very relaxing for you. And that's one thing I was going to say. You know, even though everyone thinks I may have a lot of duties with South Cars, it is so relaxing for me to come home from a hard day or a hard week at school dealing with those children to actually be relaxed with South Cars. It's very, very relaxing for me to talk to all of you out there and to have some great conversations and some great nets. So to me, it's relaxing. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Roger, W4RFJ. Thanks for being here tonight, Roger. And I was going to hold you accountable if you weren't here. I was going to actually send you an email and say, nasty, nasty you, but you're here. So tell us about the beginning. Were you one of those original 100 members? How has it been over the years for you, the improvements that you've seen? And we're looking forward to those comments from the cold north up there, and hopefully your temperatures have improved. So, Roger, please come aboard.
Well, wow. Happy birthday, South Cars boy. I got to share in Gary's enthusiasm in that statement. And excuse me just a second. I forgot to mute the boob tube. And I don't know. I guess, you know, my last few years I've been very heavy into school and don't feel that I've really been that helpful in adding to what South Cars has here. However, I do remember the old days. I believe the South Cars number on Delco Doug is 0178, something like that. I know Delco Doug's been an avid supporter of VoIP South Cars. I remember talking at great lengths with Gordon and a few of the other members that were developing the procedures and, you know, being a techno toy junkie as well, I was able to participate in those conversations. And, you know, it's just, I can't put in any more words how proud I am to even have been involved with it in the earlier years. I know I have had a lot of conversations with Gordon about some of the technologies that have been integrated into South Cars, such as I think Gordon uses a lot of Skype and, you know, Echolink and There's another one out there. I'm trying to remember it. It's the one I like that doesn't require internet access. But anyway, I can't think of it right off the top of my head, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Very glad to have known and look forward to many, many more years of being involved with the South Cars community. So, Kathy, I guess I'll pass it back over to you. I just went brain dead. Charlotte put some dinner in front of me, so I'm going to listen and chow down and participate when I can. Back to you, Kathy. W4RFJ here in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania.
All right, Roger. That sounds real good. Dinner put in front of you. We hope that Charlotte will come aboard sometime during tonight and tell us about her experiences, how it's been to be part of South Cars and to be a spouse of an NCS and a very valuable member of South Cars. You know, you talk about being away, and yes, you were away, and we greatly missed you, but you're back now, and you're a valuable NCS, and you're back there in those reins. And we hope to have you there more and more often, and that you'll come and join our different various nets. We have some very interesting programs out there. So you have been missed, but you have returned. So with that, I'll let you eat your dinner, but hopefully you'll come back aboard as we go through the program, and hopefully Miss Charlotte will come aboard too and tell us her feelings on VOIP South Cars. So with that, I'm going to go to Mr. One India, Paul up there, and probably cold Danbury. It has improved up there, but you're probably going to be plummeting just like I am down in this area. And hopefully the microphone's working for you. WQ1I, tell us from your beginning. You're a valuable board member, and you'll be talking a little bit later as well. But tell us about your beginning, your feelings on VOIP South Cars. And thanks for being here tonight. WQ1I from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, come aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and good evening, Nat. I hope everything's better. I'm not sure what's going on. I had to swap off my headset. I don't like doing this without the headset. I have a USB microphone here instead. But this is WQ1I Danbury, and it is chilly. It's 18 degrees currently, Kathy, which is way warmer than the minus 4 we had this morning. But it's still pretty cold, and it's supposed to get colder. So, happy birthday, South Cars, indeed. And 6 years, and it's hard for me to believe that I've been here for 3 of those, so I guess I came in about the halfway point, at least from today's date, that perspective. January 18th, 2011, according to the roster, not my memory, is when I joined, and so this is kind of like an anniversary for me, too, and the timing isn't coincidental either, because as some of you have heard before, it was a Christmas time break when I had 2 weeks off at Christmas time, and only to discover that my HF equipment wasn't working and needed to be repaired, that I started seeking ways to communicate on radio via the internet. Now, let me drop it. And that was the first time I had ever discovered this thing called Echolink. And I read about it, I got the program, I installed it, and I started looking around at different servers and connecting to repeaters, and one day I was just came across this one, SCARS, a funny name for a server, and next thing you know, booming in through my earphones was the voice of God, which of course was Gordon, KY6V, with that golden voice of his. And I said, wow, I didn't know Walter Cronkite was on here. So, and that's what started the whole thing. And it's been a fun time, a great ride. It's a great organization to be involved with, and I've enjoyed every minute of it and every single one of you that have ever spent time talking to me here on this net. Amazing group of people. So I'm going to not talk it out here for too long, and I'll let you go on to the next station there. I know Rick's probably got something to say. So happy birthday once again to everybody, and congratulations in particular to Gordon. WQ1I, back to Nat.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for sharing that. Voice of God. I think I've heard you talk about that quite often. So I remember those first days with you. It wasn't too long as I was listening to your voice that I said, I got to get you as an NCS. And I don't think it took that long before you agreed to come aboard as an NCS. And you and I have been a team running the AM connection for quite some time. I'm not sure how long. But it's always very enjoyable, and it's always very enjoyable talking to you and hearing the different things that are happening there in Danbury. I always like that, what you say with Danbury. A long series of circumstances, and you probably say it worse than that. But I always enjoy hearing that. But you'll be part of this program as well as we go on, so hopefully your system won't shut you down. But you're sounding great, as always, and thanks for being here tonight and sharing your thoughts. But when you talk about January 11th, 2011, you know, I thought it was longer than that, but, you know, that's actually about 3 years ago. So with that, I'll break with you for the time being, Mr. Danbury, and pick up Mr. Rick up there in Ohio, N1VXP, and see what he can share with us. He's been a member maybe for a short time, year, maybe two, but he's very active in most of our nets, and we always appreciate him coming aboard and sharing his thoughts with us. He's there almost every net. So, N1VXP, what would you like to share with us about South Cars, since we're celebrating our 6th birthday? How has your relationship been? What has been your experience, your thoughts, your first time checking in, and maybe who that first person was that checked you in? So N1VXP, please come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. First, I got to say, our temperature is actually not that bad out, considering we were in the chilly temperatures this morning. We did get up to 38 for a high, and drop back down to 30. Supposed to only go down to 27 tonight, so don't mind that too much. Of course, tomorrow, that's when all the crazy, before the big cold snap. But otherwise, I have to think back about South Cars. Just shortly after I got my ticket in 1995, I had a mentor that had talked about South Cars on HF. And he says, well, now if you get on HF, you can get into South Cars. I'm like, okay. So I didn't realize so many years went by. I moved here in 2006 to Ohio, and it wasn't until last year that I joined the VOIP sessions in South Car. And I always thought about it back. I was like, gee, if I would have known this was available back when I first moved here. Of course, I had the internet capability. I was thinking beginning. But, it's just, let me drop for a second. It's always been really great fun being on the nets. And I can't remember. I'm not sure if you were the one that kind of drew me in. I happened to connect up to South Cars and Annette, and I can't remember who it was that asked me, oh, would you like to check in? I'm like, okay. And then the comment was made about, why not? So that's about a little over a year ago. I think it was December was a year. And I've enjoyed a lot, learned a lot, found that South Cars is really a great net, or had a series of nets, for a lot of great information and a great way to share it. Just hope everything, in fact, I shouldn't say that, for South Cars to continue and grow even bigger. Always enjoy the nets, always have a lot of fun. Kind of brings me back to my old experience up in Connecticut with a couple of the 2-meter nets that were kind of on the same idea, informational, course, they were weekly or monthly, but they were still a lot of fun, and this brings back the memories of those. And N1GXP back to net control.
Well, thanks so much, Rick, for coming aboard. I'm not sure. I could have been the NCS that encouraged you to join or actually signed you up. But who knows? It doesn't matter. You're here now, and like I said, you're very involved in most of the nets. You almost always connect. If I don't see your name coming up, I figure you must be under the weather. So hopefully that weather up in your area won't be too bad. I think I told you earlier about my son way up in the upper part of Michigan, how cold it was. But he's actually been pretty warm today. It's the rest of the country that's a little bit cold, and it looks like we're going to all be under this cold front. You know, Gordon's area, I believe it's on Monday night, is going to be in the 20s. That's been a long time. I think the last time I remember that is when I went to a ham fest up in Orlando. So it's very cold temperatures all around the country. So all we ask is you way up north to please keep your garage doors closed. So that's the end of my list. What I am going to share with you now is something from one of our members. Gordon, I will ask you, Ron wasn't able to be here, and Bill was not able to be here. So I'm going to call back on you and ask you to come back aboard if there's anything further you can share. But with Bill, he said he's just so gracious for the use of the servers, and because he thanks Sam and Mike, that's KB8ZGL, and Sam, ending suffix of SM, in Michigan. And because of this, South Cars BOIP has reached what it has been today, you know, and he just wanted to thank everyone for that. But he was under the weather a little bit tonight, and he said he wouldn't be here. But Gordon, can you share with us those first days through the eyes of both Ron and Bill Morris, if you think you can remember all that? So I'm going to throw it back to you, Gordon, KY6B, and see if you can share a little bit further.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Gordon here, KY6B. I will tell you that those are indelible. You know, Ron was our spearheader for getting the website going. Bill was our spearheader for getting the roster database going. And on it went. But I want to share with you just a quick story. And maybe you've heard this before, but in the early days, what we did is we went into a great public relations program. We listed every Echolink user from the Mississippi to the border of the Atlantic, east of the Mississippi, and we sent them a private email and said, hey, want to tell you about South Cars. We're starting this up in January, and this was back in 2007 that we were doing this. January 5th will be our first net operation. We'd love to have you. And one of these emails went to Sam up there in Michigan, and I got a one-liner back. And he says, hey, if you want to do this right, talk to me. So I sent an email back, and he came back, and he says, we've got this server up here in Michigan that can handle 10,000 simultaneous connections. Excuse me. Let me buy a nickel. And if you're interested in using this for your program, we'll make it available for you. Now, we had previously said, well, okay, what we're going to do is take about four, five, or six systems and tie them together in order to get the bandwidth and connectability that we needed. So I said, let's go for it. And here we are, Kathy, KY6V, over.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for sharing that. I'm going to just give you some comments that I've had from Ron. Mike, a KZGL up there in Michigan, who had hoped to be here tonight to share some, and Bill Morris as well. Now, Ron, who, like Gordon said, was a he was part of that founding team. He was a past webmaster and creator of the VOIP website. And his location is Dothan, Alabama. And like we wanted to say, he's been a very valuable person in the start. You know, Mike, KB8ZGL, along with Sam, Mike is the owner and supplier of the SCARS server. You know, without him, SCARS would not be what it is today. And we had hoped to hear from him tonight, and we still may. And the final one I want to make some information about is Bill Morris, WD5KAE. His location is Lancaster, South Carolina. He had hoped to be here tonight, but it's a little bit under the weather. He is a very important person to South Carolina. And we had hoped that he would be here, but we've talked to him many times. Founding team, part of that founding team. Database manager, like Gordon said, organizer, troubleshooter, and a senior board member. And he's still that yet today. So let me drop it here for just a moment, and I'm going to see if we have any check-ins at this point before I call on the next part of our program.
N5XCX.
MEW.
RMO.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Victor Hotel.
I think I didn't make it in there, but in case I did, ignore the first time, and here it is the second time, RMO.
All right, I have each and every one of you. Some of you are part of our program tonight, and we hope that you'll share when I call on you once again. But we have XCX, Woody. We have MEW. Thank you, Bill, for being here tonight. RMO, I have you twice. LCB, thanks so much for being here tonight. And VH. And some of you are part of the session that I'll call on in a little bit, but sure like to hear from you now. So let's start with you, Mr. Woody. How was it for you when you started? How is it now? What are your thoughts on VOIP of South Cars? And happy birthday, South Cars. And what are your thoughts? So just share those with us this evening. Woody, please come aboard.
Well, happy birthday, South Cars. It's nice. It's you in my favorites, of course, and I've been with you for only about a year and a half. Well, you know when we tried to do the combination with Handyham back then, way back then. That is when I finally. You know, when I got into South Cars, and then of course I took over or took the net control on one of the Saturday sessions until I had to go to work on Saturdays. But you know, I'm thinking about coming back and canceling what I'm doing on Saturday because I want to get into everything's worth. I like South Cars, and I like the HF, but I really like the VHF because I can hear everybody so clear and nice, and it's wonderful trying to get people all across the country. It's very interesting. Now, if I can just get my grandkids interested in it. Y'all take it easy. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and listen for a while. N5XCX, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, Woody, it sounds like you have some very young grandkids, very energized. You know, they probably haven't gone back to school yet, so they're enjoying that final time before they do, or maybe they're not even in school. And thank you for joining us, Woody, and thanks for your comments. And actually, I want to tell you, you joined January 21st, which is Gordon's birthday. He's already told us that. But you joined in 2012. So on the 21st, actually, that will be 2 years that you've been with us. And thanks for letting us know about maybe the canceling the job and coming back as an NCS. So I hope fully you're going to have a wonderful evening. Hopefully you'll come back aboard and share more thoughts with us, because we like to hear how we've been doing. And I remember the Handy Hams when we all connected doing their trivia in different sessions. And hopefully everything is going well with Handy Hams as well. So with that, and Todd in Hawaii, I will pick you up at the end if that's okay. Somehow he seems to have been getting stepped on by the rest of us. He's in that wonderful state of Hawaii and that nice, probably warm temperatures. So with that, I'm going to break with you, Woody, but come aboard at any point that you'd like to. And if you want that third-party traffic to come aboard and just talk to us, that's fine as well. Let me pick up Bill, VE3MEW, up there in the cold Ontario state, Peterborough. Tell us how it is up there, Bill. It's been a long time since we've talked. I'm sure it's probably pretty cold and a lot of snow. But thanks for being here to celebrate our birthday celebration this evening. And come aboard and share your first experiences with VOIP South Cars and some of the things you've done over the years. Trainer, NCS, and anything else you'd like to share with us. VE3MEW, please come aboard.
This is VE3MEW. Good evening, Kathy. And I have some very fond memories of when I first came into SCARS, and you were there. It's a nice, bright, warm voice shine. So there you go. I don't want to forget that for sure. And then, of course, there was Mr. Gord. Yes, sir. We've had a good time. And sometimes it seems as if there's a lot to do, and we just don't quite have the time for SCARS that we would like to, but we're glad when we can. Anyway, I'd like to read you a little poem that I wrote. I've been working on this for a few days, and just for fun. It's entitled, Wishing You Many More. In 2007, SCARS VOIP came to be. Now it is worldwide, from sea to sea. Volunteers devoted their time, and it grew like a healthy vine. A program of developers were recruited to teach. New folks lined up like a troop, passed their exams, and joined the group. Worldwide camaraderie is the mandate each day. If you don't join us, Kathy may kick up a fuss. KY6V is the king of the show. He is quick on his feet and sure not slow. All we ask is for you to come up by VE3MEW. There you go.
Well, Bill, that is very, very special. Do me a favor and send that to me in an email. I'm going to try to encourage the person that's been doing our website to actually maybe post that, because I think that would be very, very special. So please send that to us. And I'm glad you took the time to think of South Cars and write that in a poem. And I'm trying to think back to the days when you first checked in, whether it was myself or someone else. But we've talked many, many times. And we've shared many, many things. We're from that same area of the cold temperature. I think the last time you checked aboard was when everyone was so much out of power. And after that, I talked to my mother. I think it was sometime after Christmas. And she said how she was out of power for a day and a half. She's 90 years old. And so she said there were so many others that were so much without power. But, you know, thank you so much, Bill. That is a very special poem, and South Cars appreciate you writing that. But please send that to us so we may be able to post it. And hopefully you'll listen and come back aboard and share some further comments. We appreciate your relationship with South Cars as well. Very valuable member as well as an instructor. And we consider you a friend. So thank you so much, Bill, for those comments this evening. And with that, I'm going to break with you for just a moment. I appreciated, too, Bill, your dog poem that you shared, because at the same time that Mike had to put down his dog, my mother did the same. So it was a very special poem. So I'll break with you for right now and pick up our backup, KC2RMO, and see what further comments he has for us this evening. And this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6V as your net controls for the Global Family Hour celebrating South Cars.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And, you know, this is one of those events that, you know, I feel like I should be wearing a tux. You know, this should be a formal type of an event somewhere, you know, the like an awards celebration, a presentation type of thing or something, you know. It just feels that way. It has that ambiance to it. I would like to have my wife unit come aboard right now and wish away, wife unit.
Happy birthday,
Stephanie. Stephanie, happy birthday. So there you go. I had a couple of memories that I wanted to just, that just cropped into mind, and I wanted to pass along. Let me just buy a nickel first. I can remember my very first encounter with South Cars, and I was trying to get my extra ticket, and I was shopping around for some place that I could maybe do some online instruction, and I came across the South Cars VoIP outreach, you know. And I said, well, it's free, it's worth a try, you know. So I signed up for the class, and I can remember, I can't remember whether it was the first class or the second class, but the voice of God coming to me, were you ever in broadcasting? You know, and I'm like, you know, and I was kind of going to ask him the same thing, so, you know. And, of course, that was Gordon, and what a wonderful association that has been. I'm just very, very pleased to call him a friend and to have his acquaintance both personally and professionally. And I think that has just been one of the many great things that's happened to me with South Cars. Well, Paul is wearing his tux. Okay, okay. Good man. I guess I'm underdressed here. The second thing was Kathy. K6SUN, and her encouragement and in recruiting me as an NCS, and also in inviting me to become part of the organization, and I thank you very much for that, and I thank you for everything, Kath, that you have done on my behalf in this organization. It's great, and I genuinely appreciate it. But I can recall that, and I think anybody, too. I had never been an NCS before I started with South Cars. Let me just buy another nickel. You know, it was like a week ago I couldn't spell NCS, and now I are one. You know, it's like, so I remember the first net I did, I had nothing, I had no context. I had nothing in my head as to what to expect. And everybody I've ever ran, wonderful stuff, and just appreciate all of you, and looking forward to many more, too. So there's a few things right off the top of my head. We'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary, for your kind thoughts in my direction. Of course, Gordon, I'm sure will appreciate that. But both of you are great broadcasters. And, you know, I was thinking today, and we're going to call on Doug very shortly. He was talking, today is his 33rd anniversary. I think he called it 33 and a third, because he was talking about, you know, the records, 33 and a third. Nobody seems to know those anymore. And I was thinking about that today. That would be an excellent net to do about the various types of records that no one knows about anymore. I was just thinking that today. You know, before I moved to Florida, I sold a lot of that because I was limited with space. So I was thinking of you, I was thinking of Gordon, and I was thinking of Doug. So actually in the future, that may be something that we do as far as a net, because I know you're all music enthusiasts. So thank you, Gary, for those kind comments, both in Gordon's and my direction and South Car's. But you are a very valuable member to us. You're always there. You always come aboard when I need that help in a pinch. And you do whatever you can for South Car's, and we appreciate that. So let me break with you for right now, but I will be calling on you soon. Once again, I'm going to call another very valuable member of South Car's who I'll be calling on in the future, and that's KW4LCB. He's been here from the very beginning, before I even probably was a member. Him and I have gone through, as we were working on extras, we've talked a lot about various things. And he's a very valuable member. So I want to wish him aboard this evening as we celebrate South Car's. So KW4LCB, hope those animals have been fed and all is well in the household. And maybe that Christmas tree is coming down. But thanks for being here tonight. Come aboard, George, and share with us your thoughts about VOIP of South Car's.
Well, good evening, Kathy. KW4 Lima, Charlie. A birthday, South Car's, VOIP. What can I say? It's been great, Kathy. You know, I was around in the early days, and you know what Gordon mentioned, you know, he did. But let me first say, you know, as far as Bill and Ron and Mike and Sam and all them great people, you know, and Gordon, of course, and if you know them, then you know why VOIP is the way it is today. And over the years, let me pause for the cause, because you know, Gordon does want to give me the purple. You know, these people is very caring people. Prove that 30 meters, and you know, it seemed like here's a way to go, and it's growing and growing, you know, and it seems like this is the nature of a South Car's to attract alike souls, you know, and it's been great. But why I'm here, I care about people, and South Car's does too. And as far as it, you know, it was part of causing me to let me do it one more time. I'm going to have to get me one alarm or something one day to keep me from doing that. But I also set up a 2-meter and a 440 local repeater, you know, locally. And the locals would be able to participate in South Car's. And we even started in the area that I live in, started setting out a satellite receiver and transmitter to rebroadcast to different areas of Central Florida there. So, you know, and it's like I said, why? Because we care. I learned from a very a young age to love one another and do what you can and help in every way. And the equipment, the people, the manpower has always been out there to extend that welcome to you and every one of you. And, you know, I don't do the things that I used to do with South Car's, but I have somebody will have hell on their hands if they knock it in front of me. What can I say? KW4 Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you so much, George. I know you're not there as often, but you're there when you can be. And it's always very special seeing you, talking to you, and having your conversations. And I know you were there from the start. And, you know, the comments in the text box, and I think that's from Roger, up there in Delaware County, saying you're a great person, except you have a Harley. And I pretty much told him that, yes, I know that, but that is my family's bike, motorcycle. So, thank you for being there, George, tonight. Thanks for everything you've done now and in the past and in the future for South Caris, because I know you're always going to be there if we need that help. And we really, really appreciate that. So, I'm going to call on you a little bit later, so hopefully you'll be listening, just to talk to us a little bit further. So, thank you so much, George, for being here. And you never know. Those in the background in your household may want to speak up about South Caris as well. Let me break with you, and I'm going to pick up VH, Mr. Steve, who has been so active recently in our website, has made some great changes in our website, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later, too, on his duties with South Caris. But, Steve, what would you like to share with us about your beginning with South Caris, maybe how long you've been here, who encouraged you to join, and your relationship with us, and anything else you'd like to share, because this is all about South Caris this evening in our birthday celebration. So, KF5VH, appreciate you being here tonight. Hopefully that cold is in the past, because you and I have to return to school within this next week. What would you like to share with us this evening? Steve, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and hello to everybody on the net tonight. The cold is getting under control. Thank you very much, Kathy. I was just going to mention that the first time I bumped into South Caris was most likely sometime in the 70s. While I was up at Purdue University, I had the opportunity to work the big station there. But until 1 year and 5 days ago, when I bumped into South Caris, and a friendly voice said, come aboard, and a friendly hand was extended. So don't underestimate reaching out to everybody who shows up, because it certainly drew me in to give it a try.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for sharing that, you know, and it's been a great pleasure, even though it's been a short time. I'm not sure who brought you aboard. Probably was myself with that welcome letter. But we appreciate our relationship, and we sure appreciate what you've done with the website. And who knows, we may even go a little bit further with that. Enjoy those pictures. Enjoy the visual. Because that is what, you know, all our children, as you well know in education, just entices them more to look further, are those pictures and how it looks. And you've done a wonderful job, you and Gordon, and I appreciate that so much. But I'm going to call on you a little bit further for you to talk to us a little bit further about that website, what you've done, and maybe any plans you have in the future. So, Steve, thanks, and you talked about the 70s, but it was just about a year ago someone brought you aboard, but maybe you'll clarify that a little bit later. I'm going to go way down there into the Hawaiian Islands and pick up WH6DWF, who sort of had problems getting in here with everyone else, so we wanted to see what his thoughts are. He's a fairly new member, I think maybe this year. He does a lot of talking on Echolink and VOIP, so we want to see what he has to share with us this evening. So, Todd, come aboard. Tell us when you started, when you joined, your thoughts on VOIP South Caris, and you definitely could tell us the weather, because it's probably warmer over there. So please come aboard this evening, Todd, and thanks for joining our happy birthday celebration.
Well, aloha there, Kathy. WH6WF, happy birthday, South Cars. And, you know, it might be warmer here, but not by much. We just had this cold front come through here, and it's dropped the temperatures down about 10 degrees. And it doesn't sound like much, but when you live here and you're used to wearing T-shirts and shorts, that temperature drops in wintertime. Oh, man. It just goes right to the bones. what can you say? But, yeah. I met Gordon long before he ever joined. I met him one morning about 4 a.m. And I was very new to Echolink. And I was just going through all the conference servers and repeaters and looking to make contact with anyone, and voila, I run into Gordon one morning, and he was telling me about SCARS, and I didn't find it right away. I was still trying to figure out Echolink at that time, but eventually I ran into you, Kathy, one morning, about 4 a.m. my time, on a Saturday morning, and you guys asked me, would you like to join? It's a free membership. And I was like, well, okay. I've spent many hours on here talking about different things and met a lot of great people. I see Gaylords in there and Rick and everybody else. And let me reset here real quick. Okay, here we go. There's a lot of great folks that come in here, it's kind of funny. I run into them all the time on different conference servers, too, but I get your emails. You guys are the ones that provide me emails, and there's a lot of great classes and stuff there. Unfortunately, there are classes I've already been through. I'm looking for the ones I haven't been through yet, you know, as a disaster communicator, I'm always looking for new classes, so I keep quite busy. I just finished the Honolulu Marathon, and a lot of security involved because of the Boston Marathon bombing, and I had to build a remote station off the grid, and that worked out pretty good, and went to 800 megahertz, a lot of great things, a lot of great changes with the marathon, and it worked out very well this year, better than all the other years I've done it. I've been the NCS for the Honolulu Marathon and the Great Aloha Run for several years, and this year was the smoothest. And I hate to say it, but sometimes bad things bring out good things, so don't take offense to that, but sometimes we overlook the simplest things, and finally there's an urgency to give it a priority and make things right. So this is a great bunch of folks here, and I enjoy coming here. Unfortunately, I got to run, but I'd like to say thank you, and Happy New Year's, and happy birthday to SCARS. WH60WF here in Honolulu. Back to you there, Kathy. 73 and aloha.
Well, thank you so much, Todd, for joining us this evening. Everyone's always heard me say I'd love to make a trip to the Hawaiian Islands. Probably will never happen. But, you know, maybe someday. I've seen pictures and, you know, talked to Gordon an awful lot. He was born in the Hawaiian Islands. So that brings back some of those memories. But, you know, Todd, you have worked as an NCS, and you have a great voice, a great system. You know, we'd like to encourage you to think about doing that for South Cars. So send me an email one of these times, and I'll definitely get you connected with some of those modules or those PowerPoints so you can see what we do. But it's very easy. You've done it before. Let me know. But August the 13th, 2013, is when you joined South Cars. And that is not too long ago, 6-7 months ago. So please let me know about what I just offered you as far as the NCS. We'd sure love to have you. Have a wonderful evening and day out there in the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, and be safe. So with that, that was the end of my list. What I'm going to do now is call on our very next special guest this evening, because he's been waiting there a long time. And this is Doug, K-A-0-G-Y-F, and his lovely wife there, probably in the background, K-A-0-R-U-L. They are celebrating their 33rd anniversary today, and they're here this evening. So Doug has been with us from the start, and he holds the position of senior SysOp. He's always there. He's always there in the background. If we have problems, he's always there. He oversees any problems, I want him to share his contribution this evening. And I've let him wait too long. He resides in Fort Myers, Florida, but I want to bring him aboard this evening so he can share with us about his duties, his jobs, his relationship with SouthCars, his beginning. So with that, Doug, K-A-0-G-Y-F, please come aboard, share with us this evening, and have that lovely wife come aboard as well.
Hi, everybody. I am forever humbled, and I continue to be humbled to have a title such as Senior SysOp, yet I'm only an amateur radio operator. I'm humbled. I'm so honored, and, you know, I just love doing this. It's not that I love cutting people off or putting them on mute or putting them on hold, but, you know, I'm helping them. And the hard part about being a senior SysOp is writing those emails, because I have to be so accurate when I write these guys or gals and help them with the issues they might have had, or maybe they don't know protocol. But, you know, I write fewer of those emails. As the years go by, fewer of those emails all the time, because people are getting pretty hip with Echolink, and you're all becoming really good operators. Thank you so much. I've been here since before the beginning of time. Before. I was one of those stations that was going to provide bandwidth before the conference server came along. And before that, I was kind of in a low point of my ham radio career. And my neighbor Paul, there was N4FTD, there's some strange sounds coming out of his garage about 10 years ago, and that was a voice over internet protocol. And I got hooked. I have an advantage of here on SouthCars, and it's because I've been a radio listener since age 6. That was 1955. My dad got me my first very used shortwave radio. And that's what I like to do here on SouthCars. I like to listen, so I know you all very well. Maybe you don't know me, but I must like it here. And I think Roger, just this morning, W4RFJ, said it so eloquently. He comes back here because it's where his friends are. And, you know, we all have our little ham families. And this is mine. I'm just so honored and humbled, truly am, to be called Senior SysOp. Yikes. Hey, maybe that keeps me coming back. But I'm the guy that usually has two computers running. And I'm here about 14 hours a day, sometimes more. Depends on if I can't sleep at night. So let's see if I have anything else written down. And I think that's it. Thank you for having me. Doug in Fort Myers, K-A-0-G-Y-F. Kathy?
Well, Doug, thanks for taking your time this evening away from that special celebration to be here this evening. And I appreciate everything you do. You know, the special comments you have for me every once in a while, and the special emails, and keeping in contact with all of us, and especially what you do in the background, and looking forward to seeing you at the Orlando Ham Fest. Hopefully it won't be this cold. Remember that year. Do you remember that year, Doug, where it was so cold? You were in shorts, and it didn't bother you, but I was bundled up. So I want to see if maybe Marilyn is in the background and would like to share any comments with us. I know it's a special day for the two of you, and I don't want to tie you up, but would she like to come aboard and make any comments this evening? She's been there from the start as well, I'm sure. She's been there with you, and she's always come aboard with some special comments to us. So would Marilyn like to come aboard? Doug, I'll throw it back to you.
Thanks for asking, Kathy. She's all full of anniversary dinner. And, you know, like true geeks, I had to come up with a place real original. You know, I really enjoyed being a geek. I enjoyed being a ham radio geek, and I especially enjoyed being a computer geek. And finally, geeks get some respect, you know, with computers. So, Maryland's all tuckered out, and a belly full of anniversary dinner food. So, she won't be joining us. And, you know, the worst part about those occasional cold Orlando Hamfest days, and everybody, I think it's the second largest Hamfest there is, Orlando, comes up February 7th, 8th, and 9th. The worst part is standing in line for your ticket, because you can't move, you can't hardly stay warm. But if you're moving, you can keep warm, so I bought my ticket in advance. And that will solve that. If it's really cold, I'll just wait in my truck until they open the gates, and I won't be going until Saturday. All right, everybody, thanks for having me, K0GY. Enjoy.
Well, Doug, thanks for being here tonight. I'm glad that you could share the time with us, as well as your lovely wife, for your anniversary. Look forward to seeing you at the Hamfest, and hopefully this year it'll be nice and warm. Haven't been there in a couple years because of circumstances, but looking forward to it this year. So don't often wait in a long line. I never get the tickets in advance. But I don't think I've waited in a long line. And I just sort of go through the ham fest, just looking at different things. Don't buy very much, but it's interesting to watch people and to just see what's there. But look forward to seeing you. And I know you have other plans as far as bike riding. Have a wonderful evening, the two of you. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. And thanks for being here tonight, Doug. So with that, I'm going to break with you, Doug, and I'm going to throw it out there once again for anyone that would like to come aboard. You know, this is those who have talked this evening, anyone else that would like to come aboard, because I'm going to actually call on George next to come aboard and share his duties he's had in the past with South Cars, and he's had many. He's had many experiences, and we want to have him share a little bit further. But is there anyone else at this point that would like to come aboard?
Romeo Fox Juliet.
All right. I have you, Mr. Chief. And I promise I'll look at the cinnamon roll recipe, and who knows? We like bread in the household, so it may be something we can get. But I sure don't need those extra calories to add weight to me, because I have plans in the next few months to be nice and thin. So, with that, Roger, come back aboard.
Well, I just wanted to report that the Admiral is down and out. She is, I don't know if you can hear her snoring, but I don't think she's going to be joining the net this evening. However, I did share a new speed limit sign that I found that I thought you guys might get a kick out of. George has already made his comment in the text box. You know, I really can't remember when I first started getting involved with South Cars on VoIP. I remember discussions about using conferences to build the bandwidth, and Delco Doug, as always, made its server available for it. And then I think the Michigan server became a reality, and Delco Doug kind of just tagged along on the side, just helping out whenever we could. I'm wondering if Gordon has any idea about what time frame that was that we were talking about that. I remember being part of that conversation. Back to you, Kathy, W4RFJ, Ridley Park.
Well, thank you, Roger, and I've just brought up your email about 85 mile speed limit for Harleys. I didn't see the rest. Just do the best you can. That's real funny. Actually went by I think it was a Harley today. You know, the guy, I think it was today or yesterday, the guy had this long beard. The wind was just a-blowing. And I haven't seen too many Harleys out there. But you know, George is one of those drivers. Well, I'll throw it out there and see if anyone has any comments to you, Roger. Sorry that Miss Charlotte couldn't be here, but give her some well wishes, and I'm glad that she's able to. That's rather early to be to bed and sleeping. She needs to stay up a little longer. But with that, I'll throw it out there and see if anyone has any comments to you, Roger, before we move on. Anyone anywhere? Any comments to what Roger has said?
RMO with a quick comment.
And Six Victor.
All right, I have Mr. RMO and I have Six Victor. I'll start with you, Gary. Come aboard if you have any comments to Roger's comments. You know, he says 85 miles an hour for Harleys. So maybe that's not what you're going to share with us. But come aboard, Gary. Thanks for being our backup this evening. Hopefully you're enjoying the program, and you'll come aboard in not too long to share with us a little bit further. Gary, come aboard.
Thanks, Kathy, and enjoying it immensely. But I do have a Harley-related comment, and that is, it's more of an observation, that Syracuse must be the hardest core Harley spot on the planet because, what was it, 2 days ago, hon? 3 days ago, my lovely wife saw a guy riding a Harley in Syracuse when it was about, I'm going to say in the teens, it had to have been about 15 degrees. Yeah, it was Thursday, I think it was. You know, so they're out there. There are those that will not back down. So I don't know if there have been other cold weather Harley related sightings, but I'm going to stake Syracuse's claim to fame on that one. This is KC2 RMO. Back to the net.
All right, thank you so much, Gary. And after Gordon has talked, we're going to call on LCB. He's the next person to come aboard. Tell us about his duties with South Cars and his relationship with South Cars a little more further, and maybe he'll talk about the Harley as well. You know, I've seen that Harley, you know, and my parents and family were Harley riders, so, you know, I didn't ride on them too often because I couldn't stay on them too long, but they're great bikes. A lot of Harley riders throughout the state of Florida. But let me call on Six Victor first before I call on you, George, and see what his comments are this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and along with KY6V as your net controls, we're talking about our happy birthday celebration on South Cars. But at this point, Six Victor, come aboard. Share some further thoughts with us.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. I wanted to answer Roger first and stand by for you up there, Mr. Syracuse. I went into the roster, and you're so old that I couldn't tell when you actually registered. Roger, you and your bride, the Admiral, we started putting into the roster, as I recall, it was about September of 2009, the date of entry of our new members, and you preceded that. And as I recall, Charlotte's membership number is quite low, so I can't tell you when you joined. And I would like to add to this, Gary, that Roger is not a Harley rider. He's a glow wing rider. He has a glow wing, and you know, it's got a reverse in it, Gary. That means if the snow gets too bad, he can back up. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V, over.
All right, thank you, Gordon and Gary, for sharing with us. But Roger wanted to explain to us that it's a gold wing. It's a, you know, I've seen the gold wings. You know, they're pretty extensive as far as what they have. Not as great as a Harley, though, Roger. I'm sorry. Not as great as a Harley. So let me throw it over there to George. That's the next part of our program. And, you know, George has been a very, very valuable part of South Cars from the start. He's a repeater owner. He's an NCS. He's been an assistant manager. He's been an active board member. He's a very close friend. He resides in Orange City, Florida. We want you to come aboard, George. We want you to share with us a little bit further on what you've done in the past, all those duties you've done, and now that you've taken a little vacation from us, but you're always there. You're always checking into our nets, and we hear that you're going to the flea market. We're hearing things that you do with your family and Twinkles and the animals. But we'd like to hear from you tonight as you talk to us about what you've done with South Cars in the past. And you can, of course, respond to both Gordon and Roger and Gary about those fantastic Harleys. So with that, KW4LCB, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo. Well, what can I say? Maybe I could answer all three, and then I'll get to the latter there. I'm not prejudiced, okay? I do own a Harley. I love a Harley. I've been riding a Harley for a long time. It does what I need it to do, but by the same token, I've rolled a Gold Wing, a BSA, and I like them all, you know, but there's a reason for each other season, you know, and that's the best I can say about it. So with that, let me take a pause, and we'll do South Cars. You know, I, KW4 Lima and Charlie Bravo, Kathy, I picked up, earlier, to the start of the net, or maybe, I thought it was you, it could have been Gordon, it said duties. I've never looked at it, you know, as duties, from day one, and, day one, maybe goes back, to, one of our, departed, friends, Bob over in, DeLand there, who, originally, had the repeater set up in his place. You know, for the simple reason, you know, I needed to lay myself out there to help someone if I could. You know, that's how I am. So as far as duties, never was a duty. It was always a pleasure for me to be able to do that. And believe me, I'm a firm believer, what goes around comes around, because I have a blessed life. You know, if I want something, sooner or later it shows up, and so I must be doing something right, you know, by, you know, the way I live, and it's been a pleasure. This has been a venue for me to reach out and to help someone in some way, fashion. All it takes is kindly hello, you know, welcome to South Cars, and you know, listen to them. You know, there's always a comment. There's always a way to welcome somebody, pat them on the back, lift them up, turn. Put a little sunshine in their heart, and like I said, I'm a firm believer because I don't, I'm rich. I don't need anything, But it always comes to us. So, I learned a long time ago that money is not where it's at. You've got people that you can share love with and be kind to one another with. You're the richest person in the world. I don't know if that answers what you asked, but that's what it was. Yes, I do. I have repeaters. Let me pause. And that was the purpose, for giving the locals a chance to come together with people of like minds to learn something more about ham radio. And it's been great. Look at the people who's got their license, through VOIP. The people that who has learned to set up a router, it's great. This is another internet, we've got people here that has vast knowledge of everything. There's people who knows the right way to cut a toenail, but all you got to do is just reach out there and ask. And I'm grateful to be able to be a part of that. KW4EMA, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you so much, George. That's some very, very special thoughts. We also consider you a very valuable part of South Cars and a dear friend. So we appreciate you being here tonight, and we appreciate your comments. And like I said, appreciate, more importantly, the friendship we have and that you always being there, to be there to help us in whatever we need help with. So thank you so much for that. And I want to thank everyone who is part of South Cars, staff, the board, or members. You're a very valuable part of South Cars, and without you, it couldn't be successful. So with that, I think about what you're talking about, George, those departed. And I was involved, I think, if I recall, in the Bob and all of his possessions being disabled or dismantled. That was seems like so long ago. But I think about Franklin, TLL, who was involved in that dismantling, who is now a Silent Key. I think of JMK, Roger, very valuable member, very valuable friend, and was always there. And I think of Dog, D-O-G. I don't think that's the right call sign. I'm thinking of, and I'll have to rethink, J-O-E, Joe. I think of his dog, Willy Wonka, but I think of him as well, who are Silent Keys this year. And I want to remember them because they were very valuable members of South Cars. And there's probably many others as well. I don't want to talk about my session before I've picked up everyone else. So, at this point, I'm going to call on the next person I have before I talk. And let's pick up a VH once again. And I want you, Steve, to tell us about what you do for South Cars most recently. And, some thoughts I've thought about, that fantastic picture you have about 2014. It would be fantastic to do that on a monthly basis, and you're great with finding pictures. So, very informative, very visually enthusiastic and exciting. So, tell South Cars members tonight what you've done most recently with the website and what you've done with South Cars. KF5VH, hope that you're still there and that you can come aboard and share.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and hello, everyone, again. I'm not sure I really know how to answer that question. I wanted to do something for South Cars, and although I've done NCS work on other nets before, my current schedule doesn't let me do that. So, after some discussion, the decision was made that I could poke around in the website a little bit. And we've tried to make it a little brighter. If you'd like to see the difference, you can go to southcars.com and see what it used to look like. And then you can put in voip.southcars.com and see the difference, because our old VOIP website looked very much like the current South Cars website. Pictures are easy to find with Google. If you know the right way to give the magical incantation, pictures are easy. And a large part of what I did was simply going through and asking the search engines to find appropriate pictures and pasting them in. I'm learning about Drupal, which is the underlying software that makes the website work, and I've had a good time at it. For me, I don't mind having a football game on in a little window somewhere on the computer screen while I'm sitting there hacking away at the code. And that's all I've really been doing, is hacking away at the code. Back to you, Kathy, KF5VH.
Well, Steve, what I've got to say personally, you know, I've a lot into computers. I teach by computers. I've known a lot with computers. Never been into the code. But I have really, really been impressed in what you've done, you and Gordon both, with the website. And I'm sure the members have as well. It is a great difference with the southcars.com and our website, and I think we're on top of it. I've got to say, excellent job. But maybe find something for January, a winter scene that's colorful and something that would be really interesting that you could put there. My suggestion would be each month, maybe putting something in there, maybe something for February, Groundhog's Day, Valentine's Day, President's Day. I don't know. But you've put so much into that site, so interesting, so visually exciting for our members. And we appreciate that. We appreciate your time, and I know you have to go back to work to your part-time, full-time job, but I know you'll be there in the background doing whatever you can. So with that, let me throw it out there to our membership tonight and see what anyone has to say about the website, about what we've talked about this evening, about our people in the background, our board members, our NCSs, anyone that's talked this evening. So we're looking for some additional comments before we continue on with the program. So anyone, anywhere, want to come aboard? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6D. Does anyone want to come aboard?
RMO.
RFJ.
6 Victor.
All right, I have three fine gentlemen here. RMO, our backup, RFJ, a valued NCS, and member, 6 Victor, a very valuable member. So is there anyone else that would like to make some comments about what we've talked about, the website, NCSs, happy birthday, South Cars, anything, anywhere? So now this is this point to come aboard. We have a couple more of our very valuable board members and staff that are going to come aboard and talk. But I'm looking for any additional check-ins at this point that would like to come aboard and make those additional comments.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, we'll take these four fine gentlemen. We'll start with RMO. RFJ, you're next, and 6 Victor, you're number 3, and VXP, number 4. So with that, RMO, what are some of your comments?
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks, Kath. But I wanted to say, first of all, there was. If we go back a little bit to just commenting about him, he had some wonderful things to say. As always, he really does. George, I love listening to George. I always walk away station with George or just hearing George comment. I always feel somehow I'm a better person for hearing him. And that's true. That really is. That's one of the really cool things about South Cars is, and again, but it's the people. It's the people that make this. Or you know, you do. You experience these people in the nets, and it's just very, very, very cool. One thing though, he mentioned about properly cutting a toenail. I wanted to give a shout out to and I'm going to give a shout out to Jessica as well for Paul. These are two women proud in their ability. I want to give both a round of applause.
It's years of training.
Years of training, says Steph. So, so I want to give credit where credit is due. And with that, we will go back to the net, and I'll shut up till it's my turn. This is KC2RMO.
Gary and Paul, either wife or a significant other doing the cutting of the hair, that reminds me of something in my household. So, very comical statements. Yes, hopefully you will be waiting your turn so that you can come aboard and share your thoughts with South Cars. So, with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Roger RFJ and see what his comments are. His lovely wife is, he says, snoozing in the background, so I'm sure she's not going to come aboard, and that's a shame. But, Roger, what's some other comments you'd like to make?
Okay. Well, this will be my last transmission because I do have to tie the ribbon on it here. Got to get ready for church tomorrow. Got to get some things. Just sitting here contemplating on what Gordon had said about her membership numbers being so low. You can't even put it because I can't put a date on it. But, you know, George and Gordon gosh, Doug and Paul down below Tampa, down that away. I've had nothing but fun, and I'm sitting here thinking about some of the things that we've done with South Cars, and I remember the trip to MEW Bill's home, Gordon the captain. I just put a grin on my face. So I know Gordon's coming up, and I'm going to request permission to depart the ship. Kathy, you're doing a one program immensely, and nice to hear everybody in here, Gary, and good job on the thing. Haven't had a chance to peruse it completely, but definitely a great job. Of course, don't let me forget Doug and Woody and Paul and Gordon and yourself, Miss Kathy. You guys... have a wonderful evening. Thanks for brightening mine. And I'm going to sign clear once the captain's given me permission. Back over to you, SUN. This is W4RFJ. Happy birthday, South Cars VoIP.
Well, Roger, I will give you permission, but I'll let the skipper do that. Thanks for being here tonight. And don't forget, hopefully it will be posted on our website as a podcast in the next couple of days, and you'll hear the ending of it. And hopefully you'll enjoy. It's a very special time for me to do it every single year because it's a very special part of my beginning with ham radio. So you have a great evening. You and Charlotte have a great day tomorrow. And hopefully we'll talk real soon. But I'll throw it over to Mr. Six Victor so he can release you from your duties, Mr. Chief. So KY6V, would you come aboard and share your comments? But first of all, let Mr. RFJ go about his business because he wants you to release from his duties.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here, Gordon. Permission granted, Chief. I'm sitting back, Kathy, reminiscing about something that was told to me by a person that I considered very, and he was a doctor and a very active physician in San Francisco. He had come out of Michigan, your home state. as a doctor and transverted, I guess, over the miles to San. And he said to me one day, "Now, Gordon, when you cut your tail, you know, your nails," he says, "I want you to cut them straight across. Don't try to curve the ends." He says, "That's the way to do it." And this conversation just sort of led me to this decision. But things about the website, if I may, and I hope you're still listening, Steve. I had a conversation with Kathy earlier today, and she mentioned, she said, my wart do we replace her with? And she says, why don't you put in a monthly picture of the change of season? And she said, with a picture of the snow all over the place. And I thought this might be a grand idea. So think about it, Steve, and we'll talk about it. With that, back to you, Kathy, KY6V, over.
All right, Gordon, thanks for sharing that. I think that would be a great suggestion. Right now it's winter all over the country, so white would be part of that, the winter storms. Us in Florida have cold, but you can't really show the cold. So I think each month would be a really good thing to put what represents that month, whether it's, January is, of course it's your birthday, but it's also winter. February is, it's Groundhog's Day, it's President's Day, it's Valentine's Day. So we're going to leave that up to you, Steve, to figure that out. There's a lot of pictures out there, but I think that would be very informative for our members. So thank you, Gordon, for that, and thanks for your comments this evening. And, we still have a few more people to check in here, and we have a few more of our background people that are going to come aboard. So let's pick up VXP up there in Ohio, see what his comments about. Anyone who's talked or comments about the website or comments about VOIP or anything at all. N1VXP, Mr. Rick, Ohio, cold Ohio, come aboard.
This is N1VXP. Now, I definitely agree the website does look really nice. I did look over at South Cars and I was like, oh, wow. Quite a difference. The VOIP's site looks much better. Great idea about, as far as the different months, that would be great to kind of remind us, what's going on. I had a really strange thing happen in the last 15 or 20 minutes. I'm sitting here going through a bunch of mail and correspondence I had. A postcard from a South Cars member. KD4AMP sent me a card. This was back in December of 2012. And he put on there, it was great to hear you on South Cars Saturday evening Echo Link, December Stories. I always thought that was a great idea. It really sunk into my mind at that point, definitely get well involved in South Cars, and that's a really nice thought, and definitely has made me really like to stay involved with South Cars. I always find that I learn something new every day. I learn something new every week. If I know something, I try to contribute, but it's all a great learning experience. And once you...
Well, thank you so much for that, Rick. We also value you being here each session. You're very faithful, being in all of our sessions and contributing. And if you can't, you'll definitely check in. And sometimes we have some quiet nets. So we really appreciate our association with you, with South Cars, and we hope that it continues. So thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for your thoughts tonight. And, at this point, We've gone quite a while, but we still have two more people to talk about. And I definitely want to tell you about my association with South Car. So I'm going to pick up Mr. One India in Danbury, Connecticut, first of all, so we can have him tell us about his duties, what he's done in the past, his association with South Cars, and his thoughts about South Cars. And, of course, we always say, Paul, keep those cold temperatures in your area and close those garage doors. So that continues tonight. So, WQ1I, Danbury, Connecticut, come aboard and share with us.
Well, thank you, Connie. This is WQ1I. My name is Paul, and I am located, due to a long series of bizarre circumstances, in Danbury, Connecticut. And, well, Kathy, I just wanted to say that it's been a real pleasure being a part of South Cars for pretty much the 3 years that I've been here. I've been in, and still I am, an NCS. I'm a board member, have been for quite a while. And also have, I think my first job I was recruited for, we managed the content of the programming that was going out over there, if you remember that. That was pretty funny. Did that for a little bit of a while. So it's been a great 3 years. I don't want to be too repetitive here, but the people that I've met and become close with are just fantastic. Some really outstanding people, and become very, very close friends and almost like family. We've been through a lot. And, you know, there's a handful of out there who know really has changed her. So we'll just leave it right there. It's been a great ride, and I hope it continues for a very long time. And I'd like to thank you and Gordon for all that you do to make this all possible. And you did on the website, because it is absolutely beautiful. Let me drop it. It's been a total pleasure, special guy. Don't know what the heck else to say about him. And Gary, you know, I guess, but has come in and made a big impact in a short period of time, is to have come into us for somebody I've never met and have only known for, quote-unquote, known for a little while. I absolutely love the guy, and it's just, the group just keeps getting better and better. So I don't know what else to say about it. It's a great place, a lot of fun, and I plan on being here as long as I can. So with that, Kathy, that's about all I really got to say. Thank you for everything you do. Everybody, there's just too many people to mention. So with that, I'm just going to throw it back to the net and hope everybody has enjoyed tonight's celebration, and look forward to the next time I get to speak to every single one of you. WQ1I in Danbury, Connecticut, back to net.
Well, thank you, Paul, for those special thoughts, and feeling is mutual. Actually, I've had the pleasure of meeting Gary and his lovely wife, and you two would get along just fine. But I've had the pleasure of meeting you as well. We appreciate both of you being part of South Cars and being part of this celebration tonight. And, you know, we'll be together hopefully for a very long time to make South Cars even better than it is right now. And I'm not sure how much more we can do to make it better. But as far as Steve, he's done a wonderful job with the website. Makes it so warm and friendly. And who knows, when he goes back to school, maybe he won't be in there as often, but he's done a great job. So thank you, Paul, for being here tonight. Thanks for being my partner when we do the AM connection, and doing whatever you do, being part of the board, and being a very special friend as well. So with that, I'm going to call on Mr. Gary, RMO. He's pretty much the final person I have this evening besides myself. I want to see what he's going to share with us this evening. about his duties, his thoughts about South Cars, where he would like us to go for in the future, because he is the assistant net manager. And I always tell him, Paul and everyone else, that he's there in case I get run over by a truck, and he'll be able to take over. So, KC2RMO, please come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kath. And I guess the first thing I'm going to say is, Paul, the feeling to you, Kathy, and to Gordon, I will reiterate what I said earlier. What a wonderful association this has been, and it, what a great pleasure it is to call you both friends and to be associated with you in this enterprise as well. Just a real high honor. I wasn't there for the old days, and I think those that came before me or that were involved in the founding of this did an amazing job to have us with the organization that we have today. Incredible. But organizations are people. And we have some great folks. We have just some amazing folks. And let me die a nickel. We have to all just tip that collective South Cars hat to KY6V. Imagine another person with that much knowledge that gives it so freely and in such an articulate manner. He's awesome. That's the backbone of what we've got here. Kathy, if Gordon's the backbone, well, you're the vertebrae. You know, you guys have this organization and make it just as splendid as can be. But what I wanted to say, I was thinking kind of about what I was going to say tonight. Excuse me. And I think the most important thing that we have to look forward is to the future and to, excuse me, to everybody that's out there listening right now. So we're always listening for your idea. It's just as easy as dropping a line to VoIP at voipnet.southcars.com, you know. Odds are, you know, we're going to make something happen. So your ideas are needed. Your help is needed. It's only as good as what you put into it. So happy number six, and many, 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 many more. I look forward to being there for them. Thank you, and back to the net, KC2.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, and I want to thank everyone this evening. But before I go into my, I guess, long epistle on my relationship with South Cars, I do want to throw it out there for any final check-ins, any comments that would like to come aboard, because I want to tell you about my relationship with South Cars, which has been quite extensive and quite memorable. So with that, let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere who would like to come aboard and make some final comments. And this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6B, the Global Family Hour celebrating South Cars. Do we have any final check-ins?
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
All right, I have LCB. Is there anybody else that would like to come aboard? Hearing nothing, let's pick up Mr. George, KW for LCB, for his final comments. And then I'm going to go ahead and share my relationship with South Cars. And it's been quite extensive and quite memorable. So, George, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I mean, what can I say? Where else can you go with two pair of long drawers on and be around a bunch of good people? But I did want to get back where Gary was at, you know, as far as South. Let me say, by the way, I noticed a call that I wasn't familiar with, and I'm sorry that I'm not familiar with it. You know, there he's in the list there, and I never had opportunity to speak with him. But wanted to say there, you know, it is the people in South Cars, and what they let us know, or what they pushed that little old button, either that space bar or that clerical button, or jump up there and grab hold of that light and bolt, you know, won't you do it one time? You might scratch your head on the second time, but you get it figured out. Just let us know what you want to know and what do you want to do. You know, and if you're scratching your head about it there, you know, well, I don't know about this. Well, I guess you're going to never know if you don't tell somebody about it. And as simple as that, you know. We want to do something for everyone. You know, I have needs. Everyone here has a need for something, to learn something, to figure out something. And doggone it, you know, if you're not happy with South Cars, I mean, figure it out. Step up and be heard. What can I say? And I love you, each and every one of you. And I said that, you know, with love there. But we're just at a threshold. I mean, this thing can go as far as you want. You've already heard from the very beginning. We got 10,000 connections possible right now. It's not possible, it's right now. But with a flip of a switch, you've got another 10,000. Hey, that's a lot of people. You know, that's a lot of information. That's a lot of friends. So, what can I say? You know, I've enjoyed the ride, and as long as the good Lord wants me to be here, I'll keep a trucking. So, with that, Miss Cassie, KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, thank you for doing this.
Well, I want to thank you, George, for coming aboard this evening and sharing those very fine comments. And I do thoroughly agree. I want to make some comments to each and every one of you about my start. And hopefully you'll enjoy. But I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for being here this evening and joining in our happy birthday celebration. But let me share some thoughts with you about my beginning with South Cars. You know, among my jobs, they include right now the current net manager, the former assistant net manager, the database manager, the training manager, the hospitality, active NCS, family global hour, I don't call it section manager, but handle it, Sunday Ragtube. My home QTH is in Vero Beach, Florida, and I'm a former resident of the state of Michigan. You know, I joined SCARS, South Cars, in June of 2008, 2 years after moving to Florida, after becoming a newly licensed ham, when I can recall my first check-in was with Gordon and Fred as the NCSs. I was so nervous. You know, I thought I would make a mistake. Although I was apprehensive to start broadcasting worldwide on the air, it is through the warmth, the support, and the encouraging of all those in the South Cars family that have made me feel so welcomed into a male-dominated hobby. I have seen SCARS VRP increase in membership, and SCARS VRP become an active part of many members and a very major part of my life. I have been through many changes in staff and procedures, but have enjoyed every part. Let me pause here for a moment. You know, when Gordon KY6V made a call out for help in the spring, and I think it was the summer of 2009, I volunteered to help administratively compiling log reports was not yet ready to be an NCS and did not want to be an NCS at that time. At that time, Dana, who is now a Silent Key, and Gordon were the trainers. I logged every session. As I recall, our history only goes back to May of 2009. And at that time, we were running four nets on Saturday, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. None of these yet involved the Australia, which was replaced by the Global Family Hour, the Traders Net on Sunday, which was replaced by the Sunday Rag Chew, the Pacific or the Eurasian Nets. My, we've come a long, long way in a few years in which I have been involved. You know, the Traders Net was started in May of 2009 for a Wednesday and a Sunday program. Now the Wednesday is gone, and the Sunday is now called the Sunday Rag Chew. During that summer of 2009, Gordon felt it would be quite appropriate to have a net for those in the various geographical regions of the world. I remember helping Gordon go through the Echolink listing in various regions for those call signs, and I'm sure you remember that, Gordon, as well. We researched QRZ, came up with a listing of all the emails for those regions, and then proceeded to send emails to particular stations with plans of beginning these nets. That was the birth of the Pacific, the Eurasia, and the Australian net. Let me pause once again. You know, Gordon further contacted members to act as section managers for those nets. These nets began in July of 2009 and have transpired into what we have today. July 2009 saw the start of the Australian net on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the section manager was VK3FELA. He's now a Silent Key. Pacific Net was KD8HQU as the section manager. Eurasia was MM3LVQ. You know, the TNT, which is now called the TIN, was started in September 10th, 2009. Ran on Thursdays and was managed by Pete, VE2XPL, to provide our membership some quality and educational dialogue on meaningful subjects. The purpose of the TNT, now TIN, was the idea then and now to have accredited speaker in the open field with comments on the subject and then allow the audience to ask questions or contribute to the discussion. You know, let me pause once again. You know, on February 27th, 2010, all regional nets moved to Saturday. Pacific at noon, Eurasia 1 p.m., Australia 4 p.m. On April the 3rd, 2010, Australia was moved to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday and later was changed to the Global Family Hour to encourage third-party traffic. March 2010 was the beginning of the outreach classes for South Cars. Changes most recently have been a change of the manner in which stations are called and reversing the order, the Pacific and the Eurasia, and most recently the SSIM. You know, we now call stations using the HF style, which has been a reversal of what it was originally. You know, I want to say this. It was at the encouragement of Gordon that I thought of becoming an NCS for South Cars. The fun I have each time I respond to a station and hear a response, the encouragement, the warmth and support I receive from all stations, and the ability to talk to stations and individuals around the country are only a few of the reasons I love being an NCS. We are always looking for those NCSs that can share this fun. So over the 5 years, our staff, our SysOp, and our NCSs have grown from 3 to 42. Being an NCS is not only fun, but very, very rewarding. And I'm going to drop it here once again. You know, and as I conclude with what I want to talk about this evening, besides being an active NCS, my other duties with South Cars, and I've talked about that previously, are many, but not too many for me to handle, and I always enjoy them. You know, I maintain the database, keep it updated, add members to the roster, send welcome emails to those who have joined, and incidentally, we had a new member join today who have an interest in South Cars, and we maintain a list of staff and members. You know, I remain in close contact with the board, and the on day-to-day operations, and am available for additional help at any time. I send out the mass mailing after the schedule and announcements have been compiled by Gordon KY6V in the roster or the breaking news. As a member of the board and the presiding officer over the meetings, it's my duty to give my opinions on issues of concern and to preside over the meetings. And if a vote is needed, I make that vote. I have a good working relationship with all board members, and I try to be available when it is necessary. You know, all of us work in that hospitality to try to get new members. Also work in the training to help with new NCSs. And finally, I work in the different, the global, the RAGCHU, to come up with programs. And it's an easy task for me. I have a great staff behind me and a great audience as well. Let me drop it here one final time. Finally, I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to be part of Southcars, to be your net manager, and to do what I have to in whatever capacity I have. I cannot see myself without scars in my life. So I, for one, am very thankful for the digital side of Southcars, and I want to thank you for allowing me to share this evening. And this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm going to look for any final check-ins as we close this evening.
Victor X-ray Papa.
RMO, and I'm not coughing this time.
All right, I have two final check-ins. Are there anyone else out there that would like to make some final comments to our happy birthday celebration as we continue into, I guess, our second hour, heading towards our third hour? But a great session. So anyone else want to make any comments? Hearing nothing, let me call on the two stations I have. I have VXP and RMO. So VXP, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for Southcars, and welcome once again aboard.
This is N1VXP. I just really want to thank Steve for, got to check out that VOIP website. He did it. Put up a new picture there, and I'm kind of glad it's only going to last for me about maybe 3 days, because by a week from today, in our area, it's going to be in the low 40s. So glad to know that that's going to happen eventually. And great picture on there. N1VXP, back to net control.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for sharing that. I had to go to that website. Arctic Outbreak or Arctic Blast, that was really cute, Steve. I thought maybe you put a nice winter picture there to inform us all of the Arctic Blast and the areas that we're going to see it. I'm not sure us in South Florida want to be reminded of that. But thank you so much for that picture you put out there. Thank you, Rick, for sharing that. Mr. Gary, RMO, please come back aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. And like they say at Fruit of the Loom, I'll be brief. I had one of those coughs that you couldn't get rid of, and I just simply wanted to kind of reiterate what I said the last break. I just want to thank both you and Gordon personally for all that you've done for me. I want to thank Southcars for the outreach program and allowing me to become an extra. I want to thank each and every person that participates in each and every one of those nets. You're the best guys in the world, and I love being an NCS too, Kath, and I love the folks that are out there in those nets. And like I was saying earlier, it's your Southcars. It is what you make of it. So if you have ideas, Kathy comes up with great ideas for nets. I try to throw in some suggestions when my brain's not totally dead, but we love hearing from you too. So if you have any ideas, just write us. Just send that email, and we'll give it a look, you know, and we'd love to hear from you. But again, we've got a great thing going, and I expect to see it going for a long time. It's KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, you know, Gary and everyone else, I want to thank you for your participation, your comments this evening, your well wishes for South Cars and your happy birthday celebration. And, of course, your thoughts on South Cars and what we've done. And Steve, KF5VH, has posted a new picture into our breaking news to remind of us all of the Arctic blast that's out there. And he'll hopefully change each of those with every month. You know, it's been a good ride, and I know it will continue because South Cars VOIP is a great association, and I can't imagine myself being without it. So I do want to encourage everyone to be there in the morning for the rag chew. It's going to be about memories of 2013. And if you've looked at our website, you see some of the scheduling we have, some great programs, but we sure could use some help out there for NCS. Is anybody that would like to be there, either as NCS or in the background? We're going to talk about bridges, those famous bridges all over the country. We're going to talk about memories of 2013 in the morning. Next Sunday, we're going to talk about winter, people versus winter. Paul and you, Gary, and anybody that lives up north, that would be great programs. So we just ask that you let us know if you'd like to be part of that. But I do want to close by thanking everyone for being here for our happy birthday South Cars, and to thank everyone for allowing me to be your net manager. I think I'm heading close to the second year. And I will say it's been my pleasure to be here tonight as part of the program. But I'm going to throw it over to KY6V so he can actually close before I lose my voice, and so that you're hearing someone else this evening. So everyone have a great evening, have a great start of the year, and join us whenever possible. We love hearing from you. So KY6V, can you actually make the close this evening?
Okay, Kathy, I'm sorry I'm a little slow on the switch here. I've got too many screens here that are rolling all at the moment. Hang on just a secundo, if you would please. Looks like everything's back in fashion. I want to thank Steve for posting that new picture on the website. I think the only thing is missing, Steve, is a caption under that current Arctic outbreak, is that Florida doesn't like it at all. You know, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Hey, Kathy, we love you. Thank you for being our net manager. Thank you for the show tonight. I'll ask one more time, do we have any of the comments here before we close, please? Over. All right, VH, I didn't hear any audio, but try it again, Steve, over.
Check that website again, KF5VH.
Well, let me see here, Tiger, I'll have to... see if I can reboot it. Florida doesn't like it at all. Steve, you're all right. I don't care what your wife says about you. Over.
We aim to please. KF5VH. Good night, everyone.
Good night to you, sir. All right, any other comments before we close? Anything for the good of the order, please? All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for joining the party. We're very pleased to have you, have had you. We're very enthused with South Cars, as you can probably tell, and it will continue. This is KY6V. The evening session is going to go closing. Server is going to go back to normal use, and thanks for being here. KY6V, and the net is now clear.